There's a nativity in every room of our house. That was my wife's number one order for Christmas decorating. Decorations are fine, lights are nice, nativities are mandatory. So we've all kinds, big mangers, small mangers, Native American nativities, a cowboy creche, an Eskimo Bethlehem. The cast is pretty predictable. Mary, Joseph, the baby. So are the shepherds and those wise men, sometimes a cow, a donkey, a sheep. But there's one prominent character in the Christmas story who's never at the manger. What bothers me is that in some ways, I'm him. We all are. The king, Herod. No way you're going to find him where baby Jesus is. And that's not an oversight, that's history. King Herod is like the Darth Vader of the Christmas story. I nominate Mr. Vader as the villain of this generation. He's heartless, he's merciless, he talks scary. Even after his death in an earlier Star Wars episode, his evil legacy carries on through his better-breathing grandson, Kylo Ren. But when it comes to the historical events that are contained in the Christmas story, King Herod is clearly the dark side. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the Darth Vader of Christmas. It's the quest of those wise men, a.k.a. Magi, that brings Herod into the story. The wise men believed that the amazing star they had seen was a celestial sign leading him to the long-prophesied King of the Jews. Needless to say, Herod was not happy to hear a question like, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod's prophecy experts cited the Old Testament prediction that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Herod asked these guys to bring back actionable intel on where the new king was. He claimed he wanted to worship the newborn Messiah. What he wanted was to kill him. Thankfully, God warned them away from that bad idea. But Herod proceeded to send his hitmen to slaughter the babies under 2 years old in and around Bethlehem. Now, why would I say that I am in any way like this monster? Certainly not in his heinous homicides, but something deeper. Herod's heart. See, at his core, three words captured the bottom line that drove his life. No other king. The heart of Herod was that no one would replace him on the throne, even God's Messiah. Well, that's what troubles me. Because according to the Bible, that's a choice we've all made. God, you run the universe. I'll run me, thank you. In the Bible's words, though we were created by him and for him, we have left God's paths to follow our own. All have turned away, everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of God's glorious standard. I want to be king of me. I want to do what I want to do. I will not yield the throne, even to the one the Bible says is the King of Kings. Well, we've got lots of so-called reasons for refusing to bow to Jesus. We'll give God all kinds of things. We'll give money and time and belief, everything except one thing, control. Whoever or whatever is in control, that's our real God. But the results of our self-rule testify we were never meant to run our life. We got broken relationships, wounded loved ones, addictions, a deep loneliness and emptiness that no accomplishment or achievement's been able to fill, and still no answer to life's number one question, why am I here? But all this brokenness is the very reason for the manger and the cross and Jesus' empty tomb. Jesus means the Lord rescues, and rescues what I need, not a religion, a rescue. All these frustrating, unfulfilling, searching years have been a battle over the throne in our heart, a throne reserved for only one king, the one who created us, who loves us more than words can tell, who died to remove the death penalty for me trying to be my own king, who alone has conquered death. Listen, it's time for you to begin your relationship and let the real king be the king of your life. You want to do that? Go to our website. I think we can help. It's anewstory.com. I will not stand with Herod resisting the rightful king. I will kneel with the wise men this Christmas, the ones who bowed down and worshiped him. My lifelong search ends where theirs did, at the feet of Jesus. So will yours.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.